God.
You know what?
Men that are born of God don't talk like you.
You know what?
You're the cancer from this place.
You're the cancer that is infesting places.
My Bible's right there. You want to show me where I'm wrong in the Word of God? Go get my Bible.
Show me where I'm wrong on my
I just showed you. You want me to show you where no profane things should come out of your mouth?
All you do is talk, bro. That's all you do.
When you're done swearing and you repent of that and you would apologize to the ladies for swearing, then we could talk more. Until then, you're not a man of God. You're not even close. You're smoking. Are you ashamed of your smoking?
No.
That's sinful. You're destroying your temple.
I'm not ashamed of anything that I do, bud.
Okay. Martin Luther said, another problem with evangelicalism, which these guys are part of it. Martin Luther said, you can sin 1,000 times a day. You can sin 1,000 times a day and nothing separates you from the love of God. You know what Jesus Christ said? He said, if you say you love me, why do you not keep my commandments? Why do you not keep my commandments? Once again, second, well, three or four came out with coffee and they were worldly and unbiblical. This is the fruit of these places. These are why we stand out here. These people are allowed to come in and they're told, you're the body of Christ. You don't have to give up anything. You don't have to repent. You don't have to be born again. Do you see that's God honoring? That's the fruit of this place. And Jesus said, you will know a tree by its fruit. Did you see his fruit?
No, we saw it. Did you see the other guy's fruit? Yeah, yeah.
The worldly leaders that came out with coffee and donuts that I said, I can't take it from you. You're worth the leadership here. I don't unite with you. When I started talking about the things of God, they went, oh, they left. If you don't love the Word of God, I have hope for you guys. You're standing there listening to some crazy guy in the corner with a sign. If you don't love the Word of God, you have no hope. I have hope for you guys. But you must. I was telling him, you two are married. Be faithful to each other. She goes with a man, you go with a woman, you're in adultery. Ben says he loves God and he's born of God. He goes to this place, he's practicing spiritual adultery. God's a jealous God. He says, you're mine. Come out of all those false ways. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for places just like this. Tithe, hey, here you go. Here you go. Rarely can you find the gospel clearly pointed out or calling people to holiness. All these places have big give buttons. They're about numbers. If they let me go in there and preach, we'd clear the building, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
But can they get the Bible and show me where I'm unbiblical? No. No, they can't. And I have hundreds of biblical testings. If you go to don'tperish.com, you'll see a teaching blog, hundreds of articles. If you go to our unbiblical teachers blog, we have a testing up on this. It's going to be more detailed. I'm going to add stuff to it. I didn't know they use lights and smoke machine. Thank you for that. It highlights for people. And what we're looking for is the true sheep of God that will go, you know, I know there's something wrong with this, but everybody tells you, you got to go to church on Sunday. No, you don't. Where do you go to be married?
Everywhere.
Thank you. Right. I'm glad you didn't say to a church or something. Yeah, everywhere you go, you're married.
Right,
you're in
right.
Walmart. Hey, I'm married. You go to work. I'm married. She goes somewhere with her friends. I'm married. They go here.
We're in church everywhere.
They go to here to be Christians. And they give God, here God, here's my hour and a half worship service. All right, it's a beautiful day. Sunday's my day. So then they go, these people don't have to worry about it, but we go to places where they do dress somewhat more traditional. It's crazy. Some places will teach women to wear dresses and to be, don't be worldly and carnal and all that. And then right after church, they go to the beach and they put their underwear on. Right? Is a bathing suit, swimsuit not underwear?
Right.
It's the same thing. Is God at the beach?
Yeah.
Am I the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
How can I go to the beach and take my clothes off and run around biblically naked? These are the things that these places won't teach you because this pastor knows. This guy's poison. It's the Word of God. It's not me. You go to my website. There's nothing. I have nothing. You know what I do to make my living? I'm a chainsaw carver. You know what that is?
Yeah. I do not.
I make furniture, bears, all kinds of things with my chainsaw.
Oh, chainsaw carver.
Carver.
I said carver.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't even think that's a profession.
Yeah. So that's how I make my living. So right. I have nothing to offer.
Right.
I just have God's Word. I know God's Word. I've hidden it in my heart. I go out and I preach it. There's not enough men being a Noah of their generation. Noah stood alone for decades building the ark. No one went with him but his family. Was he a failure? But places like this, the first thing they'll come out and say to you is, what church are you with?
Right.
And then I say to them, how many churches are there in the New Testament body of Christ?
That's it.
The last guy at the last place did that, and he's a big tall guy. And I said, there's one, sir. I said, how many are in the body of Christ? He goes, one. I said, we're part of that one. And I said, does this look like that body? I said, no, sir. And we do. We have saints that we fellowship with, but we travel a lot, so we do a lot of long distancing fellowshipping. We're trying to find saints. We encourage people, come out of these places, repent, get into their Bible. If our website will help you with all these topics and issues, we cover every topic you can imagine. And if there isn't one that we haven't covered, email me, we'll look into it, we'll cover it. We encourage people to go into their homes, get away, take a 2 or 3 month break from man-made religion. Were you guys in there?
Oh, we were, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Take a break from man-made religion, pray to God to show you wisdom and his truth, and just read your Bible. If you do that, you will be like a cocaine addict that stops taking the cocaine. Yeah, the first week you might get a little weird going, man, we should be going to church. No, honey, let's read our Bibles together. Let's read our Bibles together. Stay off, I know I'm on the internet, stay off the internet. I've never met a nationwide internet that is biblical, a ministry that's biblical. And here's what I tell people. If you have a ministry that's on the internet and you're listening to it, here's what I suggest to you. I suggest first that you leave it and get into God's Word. If you can't call the man that runs it, you can't email him directly and talk to him, if he's too busy to take care of you as a sheep and answer your questions, you test him, you should be too busy for him. Can you imagine if I stood out here and I did a list and then you'd call me and I'd go, too busy, can't help you. You'd go, I'm not sure that guy loves us.
Right.
Link yourself to people that you can reach out to, that you can test, that you can go to God's Word. And if you can go to my website and you can find anything wrong according to God's Word, call me, email me, we'll go over it. I'll pray about it. My wife and I'll study it. I'll send it on to brothers. If I've got it wrong, I give you my word. I will publicly repent on the website and I will say, Ben, your first name?
Mark.
I will say, Ben or Mark corrected me from this place. I need to repent of this and I will do it. Will this place do that?
I doubt it.
Don't doubt it. It's guaranteed. In 9 years I've been doing this, hundreds of modern pastors and buildings. Do you know how many modern pastors I have seen that repent of even what they admit to me is pagan? Christmas, Easter, immodest dress. Yeah, football is pretty worldly and carnal, and Hollywood is really nasty. They admit this to me. Do you know how many have ever went back to their body and said, we got not women not covering their heads? They admit this. Do you know how many have gone back and changed anything? What does that say? This is a den of thieves. These are not the people of God. No one has brought a Bible out here to refute the dumb chainsaw carver. How tragic is that? Yet these are professional trained religious people. Just like Jesus' day. These are the Pharisees of Jesus' day. Although they're a lot more mixed with the world than the Pharisees were. The Pharisees were biblically dressed. They were keeping the law. Their problem was they refused to receive Christ as the truth. And they said, we've got our own righteousness. You and I hope, and Ben go, we don't have righteousness of our own. We've all sinned a lot. I need to really cling to Jesus for my righteousness. And if you cling to Jesus for your righteousness, unlike that man, he thinks, you hear what he said? Martin Luther. Martin Luther was the biggest false teacher I ever walked. He believed in baptizing babies, he prayed to Mary, and he believed in slaughtering people that were disobedient. John Calvin, another evangelical, he believed in burning men alive that went against him. These places lift him up, lift the evangelicals up. So, Luther said you can sin 1,000 times a day. That's their mindset. Hey man, Jesus has got me covered, man. He died, covered my sin. Matthew 7:21, Jesus is gonna say, I never knew you. You worker of iniquity. Do you either of you know what iniquity means?
Sin, just apart from God, yeah.
Workers of sin. So you go and you test this body. Do you go here a lot?
We come here relatively
okay.
frequently, yeah.
You go away and you test this body to God's word and you'll see these are workers of iniquity. That's who they are. And you cannot enter, the world cannot enter into the so-called body of Christ. You must be born again. You got into your parents' family by being born. You must be born into the family of God. My other sign says, good news, gospel, repent. They're just inviting the world in. How can you worship? You're worshiping with that guy. You're doing what they call worship. Does that make you feel good? Look at the heart of that guy. You're linked with him. You too. You're linked with that guy. Smoking, cussing, is that God's holy people? So if you partake in this, you're partaking in sin. And every argument they could ever give you to not go to this place, you email me or call me and I'll take you right to God's word and I'll shred it. Why do you think there's not 8 men standing out here rebuking me right now? If I said Jesus is blue cheese, they would be all over it with their Bibles, wouldn't they? Right? Or if I said there's more than one way to heaven, they'd come out and go, come on, John 14:6 says he's only the one way. I'm preaching the truth. And when you turn a light on, cockroaches run. I'm not calling them cockroaches, but John 3:19-21, Jesus said, the light has come into the world. Not me, it's Jesus, his word. He said, when the light comes into the world, he said, men run into darkness. Why? I think we know why. They love their sin. They're not of the Father. Jesus said to the Pharisees that love their sin, you can't listen, you can't hear God's word. That man can't hear God's word. He's of the devil. So you're either in Christ. Look at Noah. You were either in the ark or you got washed away in the world. Make sure you're in Christ. And that means if he's changed your heart, start stripping yourself down. Start shedding all of this stuff. Start walking as a holy, obedient follower of Christ. Hebrews 5:9. I use it all the time. Nobody can refute it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Jesus Christ made the way of eternal life. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? For those who obey him. That last part should really scare us all.
No part in darkness.
Yeah. Because if we're not obeying God, we don't work our way to heaven. But if we're not obeying God, if you're not faithful to her, which means you don't love her. You're not committed to her. If you're sinning willingly and being of the world because I don't really want to stand out, here's the other thing. Jesus said, count the cost. My wife and I have lost our family, our friends. I've lost my career job, which is great. Best thing ever happened to me. We've lost everything for the cause of Christ. Jesus said, the world will hate you. You think these people love me? Other than bringing some water and some coffee and donuts, which is just a stunt, they don't really love me. If they did, they'd say, let's make an appointment with the pastor. And that's my offer. You know people here? You tell them I talked to that guy. You tell them I travel. You tell them set up an appointment with their modern pastor and their elders. I will find a way and I will come back and we will all, everybody, invite everybody in the church. Let's do it right on their stage. I'll come in if they let me speak. I won't go in because they won't let me speak. They call the cops on me. Really surprised the cops haven't showed up yet today because usually I just stand with a sign, cops show up, I get to witness to the cops too. It's awesome. It's awesome. Totally legit, no crime record, so I have no problem with the cops showing up. Tell them I will come and I will reason with them. And they can ask me all the questions they want and I'll answer them. Then it's my turn. And let's get to the truth. That's another offer I've made for years. No modern pastor will take me up because I will ruin their gig. God's word will ruin their gig. So that's my plea to you, is that you seem like you have a spark in you of some type of truth. Stay away from these places. They're going to water you down. Read Revelation. What happens if you're lukewarm?
Spit out.
Not good. Right. Not good. Uniting to things of the world makes you lukewarm. This is a worldly church. This is Babylon mixed with Christianity. Okay? Last place we were at, a man emailed me and he said, what's wrong with our church? And I said, I gave him all the reason. He said, we can use the carnal things of the world to evangelize people. And I said, really? Chapter and verse on that. Just like I said to this guy. And he said, well, Paul said I become all things to all people. Oh, so I can become a drug dealer to reach the drug dealers. No. In context, this is where you need to help study, understand how to study God's word. Always read in context. Okay. In context, Paul said, I become all things to all people. Read a little bit further in that verse. It's 1 Corinthians 9. What he's actually saying is, to the Jews, I walked and talked the Jew language to reach them for Christ. He didn't sin. To the Gentiles, I said, we've been set free in Christ. Go, live free in Christ. He didn't become worldly and carnal and sin. So study the Word of God in context. It's very important. And also, you can learn from my website, exegesis versus eisegesis, the two types of Bible study. These guys are experts at eisegesis. Well, I believe this, so I think the Bible says this. Eisegesis. Exegesis. This crazy guy says football and pagan holidays are unbiblical. What does the Word of God say? You go and study it, and you exit the truth from God's Word. You'll come to no other conclusion to go, we're supposed to imitate Paul and Christ. They didn't keep pagan holidays. They were holy and pure. They said, come out of all things that defile you. James 1 says, pure religion, looking after widows and orphans, keeping yourself unspotted from the world. If you go home and turn your television on, that thing's spotting you up. You go down the street and you don't guard your eyes, immodest women or men are going to spot you up. If you link to the false teachers of the day, they're going to spot you up. So these are all concepts that God's Word teaches. And they'll say, well, we teach the Word of God. No, you teach part of the Word of God. And remember that. Every one of these cults has the Word of God flavored in. How else could you deceive people? The Mormons, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Roman Catholics, the Lutherans, they all have bits of God flavored in there. But Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God in Matthew 4. So that's what I challenge you guys to do. You guys have any questions? I've been doing all the yakking.
We can contact you. Don't.
Absolutely. Phone number, email, text. We will come back. We will sit. We will disciple people. We do three main things. Preach the biblical gospel. We teach the New Testament body of Christ and make disciples. So if you said, well, we just want to stay in our homes and study the Word of God, and maybe there's some other people that go, we know this is sinful. What do? Let's start studying the Word of God. In time, some man will rise up. You don't hire him. You don't elect him. Some guy rises up and you go, he's our elder. He's pretty mature and sharp and he knows what he's doing. He's our elder. And then other elders rise up. You don't have one guy ruling over you. Jesus hated that. Matthew 20, he said, you'll never rule over anybody. The greatest in heaven will be the servants on earth. These guys, they love to lift themselves up, don't they? So you can contact us. We'll help disciple people. And any questions, any challenges, anything you need, that's what we're here to do. Again, we don't take anyone's money. We don't tell you, come move to our commune. We don't have a commune. If you go around the corner, you'll see a big white van and you'll see a little white cargo trailer. That's what we live in, our little white cargo trailer for 6 months. And then in Missouri, we have an off-grid house on a piece of land, and we're gonna pretty much sell that, sell everything. And we also have a little place in Wisconsin that we're gonna be putting up for sale. So God's blessed us, I have resources. But we don't take anybody's money because that's selling the things of God. Tithe, they teach the tithe. Is this the temple in Israel? Is he a Levitical priest? Are you a Jew? Is this first century Palestine? How can we be teaching the tithe? The tithe was Old Testament for Jews. Do you kill sheep?
No.
Do you wear tassels on the end of your clothes anymore?
No.
Money. They're taking your money so they can fund this parking lot and this building system. And I'm sure they don't like what I do, but I love my neighbor, and that's why we do this. We take a lot of ridicule for doing what we do. You can imagine. You can imagine. Men get violent. We get threats for lawsuits. I tell people, sue me. I'd love the publicity. More people will see the gospel. Because go read my testings. I don't lie. I'll tell the truth about this place. I'll just tell the truth. I don't say he's a pedophile. I'll say he's a worldly carnal man. Look at his Facebook page. He loves football. I got modern pastors that love the MMA fighting.
Right.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you do. I do too, because in my carnal days. How can holy men of God beating each other, naked men? Do you see how carnal American Christianity has become?
Yeah.
Don't be part of it. Don't be part of it. You're not set apart by going here. And God will not, Mark 7, your worship's in vain if you link to them. You're keeping the traditions of men. Go home, read your Bible. Our website will help you if we can help you. Ask God for wisdom. James says he'll give it to you. Come out. You want to stand for God? Come out, strip yourselves down, be holy and be pure. You will probably lose most all of your friends, all your family, maybe even your job. But God is faithful. God is faithful, and he will sustain you. And how old are you?
23.
How old are you? I'm 57. My wife's 50. We got you beat by a long way. But I'll tell you what. It ain't going to be long. You're going to be standing there. God gives you the grace to live that long, and you're going to go. That was 30 years ago. We stood on a corner and talked to that crazy guy. It goes fast. Pour your life into Christ and God's word and truth, and not these places. If you're not born again, if you test yourself, if you're not, 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself. Make sure you're not a reprobate. Make sure you truly are born of God. And when you are born of God, you'll begin to see things. When you're born of God, you'll hear a guy swear like that and you go. Now you see, I didn't run away and go, oh, he's a sinner. I can't be close. No, I turned to him and said, you need to repent. I told him the loving truth. His sin doesn't stick to me, but I'm not going to entertain it. Okay, I'll witness to drunks, or excuse me, to people that are alcoholics. I won't witness to a drunk. It's just a no game. You know, just move away. I won't stand out in front of, you know, you see these men in the street preaching, they go to these vile gay pride parades, and they stand in the middle of the gay pride parade, and these naked drag queens coming by, then they put it on the internet, and I go, Jesus or Paul would not do that. Jesus or Paul would preach the gospel to places where people wanted to hear it. We're here because we're hoping. There's a couple of people that want to hear spiritual things. We would not have found you if we were in town, maybe, right? But we do go, and we'll hold signs in town. Maybe you would have saw us and went, hey, but this is powerful, I think. Do you think it's powerful what we're doing?
Absolutely.
To people that have ears to hear.
Right.
How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys were here, so you've been so gracious. It's been a blessing to talk to someone who's not a mocker. I hope I've spoken some truth into your life. Contact us anytime. We will pour ourselves out for the saints of God. All right?
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We love you in the Lord, and we hope to hear from you. And you don't have to leave. I just want to let you go.
Yeah, no.
You
no,
don't
no,
have
no,
to leave. Are you guys? Thanks, you guys live right here.
We do.
You from this area?
We are. Yep.
You?
Yep.
Okay. And real quick, your religious background. Could you just share with me so I know, so I can pray for you?
Yeah. We're generally Orthodox Christians, and so this is kind of something that we've talked about.
Orthodox?
Generally, not really the evangelical movement. You know, this is something that we've
You don't mean like Greek Orthodox?
No. Just
mainstream, like
Yeah.
So, they're no better.
What's that?
They're no better. They're a little less worldly and carnal, but, you know, again, you go to the Baptist one down the street.
Same thing.
It's the same. There's different levels of sin, you know, but it's all sin. It's all sin. Unless you're keeping, Paul said in 2 Thess 2, here I'm preaching again, 2 Thess 2:15, keep the traditions I've handed down. That's a command.
Right.
These guys don't think this is a command. That's a command. None of these traditions are what Paul taught.
Right.
So there was always multiple elders. All the men got to teach. They would never let me get up and say anything in this body. All the men should be able to teach. They're getting all of this guy's theology, and this place is built for the flavor of their pastor.
Right.
We would never get that if we all gather. You're going to get my flavor. You're going to get your flavor. You're going to get your flavor. We're going to go, wow, Mark spoke something to me I never even thought of before. I needed that. Right. But if you're just sitting in a pew, you don't get that. So those places are just as bad. I've never, in the years I've been doing this, Mark and Ben, I've never met a group of people meeting in a building that are one of two things. Either fully biblical, and you go, well, who's perfect? Or wannabe. They're not fully biblical, they don't want to be. Because they know what kind of fills a building niche.
Yeah.
And as soon as we get, we got a mortgage to pay. Like that lady said, sinners got to go somewhere. Really? The Bible does not call God's people sinners. Did you know that? I know you know this answer. What does he call them?
Saints.
Now, a saint can slip into sin. If I didn't watch my temper, I could have swore back at that guy. Those things are long for my lips, but you get my point. And I would have went, oh my, I just sinned. I need to repent. He had a chance to repent. Did he repent in front of the ladies and you guys? Because he's not ashamed of his sin. You think the Holy Spirit's in someone like that?
He literally said that, yeah.
So you come out of those places and your eyes will open up, and that's what happened to us. And you just begin to study and read God's word, and we're going to stand here as these people are coming out and they can see our signs. No one other than you two, that man came over, has come over to just talk about the things of God. See, this is how it was in Jesus' day. There would be a town hall, there would be something somewhere, and people would come and begin to proclaim the things of God, and men would come and listen. And they'd say, I want to test that Ben to God's word. And then they'd let Ben speak, and they'd say, well, I don't believe that. Here's what I believe. And they would speak. And this, now what is it? Everyone's on TV, internet, movies. That's why we have such a big internet presence, because a lot of people are on the internet. When we put this church up and test them, in a few days, we'll be number one on Google. Our website really gets out. We'll be on the first page on Google. They're pretty big, so we might be on the first page. But if you're like a little tiny body somewhere, we put you up on the internet, we're on the first click of Google. So when people look for them, they see our testing and they go, what is this? And then they get all these concepts I've been giving them, and their heart is pricked, hopefully, by the Spirit of God. And they go, well, I don't want to be cast aside as just a religious person. I don't want that. I want to serve God. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth, John 4:24. So walk away. When you go away thinking about spirit and truth. This place has got the wrong spirit, and they don't have the truth. So I pray that you guys never come back there, and I pray that you get into God's word. Do you guys know each other?
We don't, no.
Well, you do now, so if you're, if somebody's interested in the Word of God, you could say, hey, here's my phone or my email, you know, hey, is that guy crazy, or let's talk about, there you go, okay? Praise God. We love you guys in the Lord. Let us know how we can help you.
Well, here's old tradition, huh?
No.
They lay a blessing at their feet.
No, I can't. You are so nice. No, I can't. Sir, I can't. No, I can't. And he's my witness. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I don't need your money.